Good morning. I'd like to call the annual meeting of the Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogy Society to order for Oktoberfest 2014. The first thing I'd like to do is have Pam Johnson read the minutes from last year.
Morning, everyone. Okay, these are the minutes from last year. The 33rd annual meeting of the Orangeburg German Swiss Genealogical Society was called to order at 9 a.m. on October 19, 2013, at the Church of the Redeemer, Orangeburg, SC, by the President, Pamela Johnson. Mrs. Johnson welcomed everyone to Oktoberfest and recognized past presidents. Reverend Harold Seifert spoke briefly about the beginnings of the society. Margaret recognized Pamela Johnson for her last 4 years of service as president. Pamela Johnson recognized the death of member Margaret Moss Lundgren, and her husband spoke briefly about her community service and her contributions to genealogy. The meeting began with reports by the officers. Pauline Gramlin, secretary, read the minutes of the last annual meeting. Minutes were accepted. President Pamela Johnson gave a report on first families of Orangeburg. There are now 56 first families listed on the website. She also reported on the popularity of the Facebook page, which has 217 followers and growing. Vice President Margaret Waters had no report. Treasurer Dr. Lawton Sally reported the balance of $7,952 in the working account. Currently, we have 291 members in the society. Billy Delp, investment fund manager, reported that the Vanguard Investments Fund and Money Market Account is now at $81,986. The treasurer's report was accepted. There was no old business. In new business, two changes to the bylaws was proposed in order to comply with the IRS rule changes for charitable organizations. Orangeburg County Historical Society will be named as recipient of our assets in the event of the demise of Orangeburg German Swiss Society. Also, another change was made to combine the position of executive secretary and secretary. Changes were voted on and passed. Also, nominations for new officers were presented. They were Margaret Waters, President, Annette Bouet, Vice President, Pauline Gramlin, Secretary, Lawton Sally, Treasurer, Reserve Fund Manager Billy Dell, Newsletter Editor Lynn Teague, Website Manager Jim Rickenbaker, Publications Manager Annette Bouet, Members at Large Eric Powell, Ann Bettis, and Beth Guest. Nominations were accepted, voted on, and approved. Annette Bouet gave a brief report on publications, and the meeting was adjourned.
Do I have a motion to accept the minutes? Okay. I'm Francis Hutto. And a second? All in favor? Okay. Thank you. Lawton, if you would next give the treasurer's report.
First, just a brief word about membership. Our membership is, for the last 5 years, has remained pretty stable in the range of 275 to 280. We lose a few each year, we gain a few each year, and we really stay at about the same. The treasurer's report, I'm going to give a brief report, but I have a detailed report that anybody is welcome to look at or have a copy. We now have, as of the end of September, we have $10,003 in the working account. Now, we have not paid for, none of this has been paid for, so that will not be that amount forever. The details are in this, and I'd be glad to have anybody look at it. Our main expenses for the society are printing, postage, and a few supplies. I want you to know we benefit greatly by our association with the Orangeburg Historical Society. We use their computers, we use their printing, we use their copiers. We're sitting there across the street from the post office, which is a tremendous advantage for me. And Eric has put us on the in the cloud so that all of our records now are computerized. I can access them from home and my home computer. I can access them at the Historical Society from my office. The other members of the society, those that want it, can have access to the records. We try to have only one person can make changes to them, but other people can look at them. So we have benefited greatly by our association with the Historical Society. That's been a real plus. Again, if you'd like to look at the report, I have the detailed report, and I'd like for anybody to look at it. And Billy Delkin's going to give us the report on the reserve fund this morning.
Many years ago, folks in the society started a development fund. And the idea was that we needed a permanent place for society offices and records and so forth. Well, we raised some money, but we never were able to raise enough to have our own place and to pay the expenses of rental and maintenance and so forth. And so we've ended up with the Orangeburg County Historical Society. And as Lawton said, we're probably not paying our fair share right now, but we still have a development fund that we took it out of CDs and invested it in 2011, and we had $63,000. Since that time, it has gained $15,000, and we've transferred $10,000 into that development fund. So we now have a total of around $88,000. So some people have raised the question, what are we going to do with it? Well, no one's voted on it, so what I'm going to say is pure speculation on my part, but the Orangeburg County Historical Society needs space desperately. And if they were to come up with a building program, I'm sure that this society would be interested in helping them to do that, since they holding all the records and help us with everything we do. So that's the speculation on my part of what might happen to development funds. But after, since we've invested it, we've gained, in 3 years, we've gained $15,000. So that was a good move, unless you look at the stock market yesterday. Maybe different tomorrow.
Thank you, Billy and Martin.
At this point, I'd like Pam to say just a quick word about the status of the First Families.
Okay. Okay. Not much activity went on with the First Families this past year. Oh, gosh. I forgot my note, I think. Oh, I can remember them anyway. Well, not a whole lot went on, but now, last year, as I read in the minutes, we had 56 First Families on the website. This year, we have 60. And would have had 61, but one of the families had some errors, and so we're trying to get that one corrected. We took it down. So we had some new ones, and I had written down what they were, but I remember one of them was Stoudemire. But, of course, you can check the website. And also on the Facebook page, seems to be growing and growing in popularity. And it's 291 members now on the Facebook page. And I try to keep up with it every day. So if you've never been to the Facebook page, please visit, because it's fun to look at. That's about all I have for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
I would just like to make sure that everyone here knows Annette. Would you please raise your hand? She's in charge of our publications, so if there's something you need that we've published, be sure to go see her today. And the other person I would like to make sure everybody knows is Lynn. Where is Lynn sitting? Write up some stories for us. Write something, anything, about any of your ancestors, Orangeburg, anything. Put it in the newsletter. This is the way we get to share. Would you like to say something?
Yeah, you can have an old family Bible written by old pre-Civil War. You know what, just trace the transcribe it and send it. We'd love to publish that. So I know that everybody here has some information somewhere. We want it. and we need to know where it came from. And the only other thing I have to say is, you know, anybody here is sitting here thinking, good Lord, I could do a better job with the newsletter than that one.
Yeah, we are open for volunteers for anything. I'll give a brief update on the Orangeburg DNA project numbers. The numbers I added to this, which are in red, have changed even in the last 2 days that I've been here in Orangeburg. We have 230 members in the project. I know last night when I looked, it was up to 235. This is for Y-DNA, mitochondrial DNA, and the autosomal DNA. So it's for all of the DNA tests. The one that's nearest and dearest to my heart is the Family Finder, the autosomal test. We have 166 people who have taken that test. The second part of our project is for project participants to provide me with their lineage information. I turn it into a chart that shows just the Orangeburg lines, and I post those charts on a password-protected website. Once you agree with your chart and let me post it, I give you a password. And the really important thing is that I can then tell you everybody in the project that you match. And some of our project members are up to 30 or 35 matches within the project. So hopefully you go to this page where there's over 100 charts, and without having to do a whole lot, you can start figuring out who some of these cousins are of yours. So that's basically the purpose of the Orangeburg Project, is to get those of us with Orangeburg roots together, you know, where we can work on it and compare notes. So anybody that's been DNA tested, I encourage you to join the project. If you haven't, I'll be glad to answer any questions about it. I'll be here until the end today, if my voice holds out. So that's how the project's going. It has really taken off in the last few months, and I think it's going to have possibility. It's already giving us some clues. One of the problems is it's hard to write up the results without compromising people's privacy. But we're working on trying to figure out ways to do that so we can all know a little bit about what this test is teaching us.
Excuse me, Margaret. Can I make a comment about something that you told other people, and perhaps some of the new folks here might be interested in?
Yeah.
Is that even if you think you only have one Orangeburg line, it's really important to the project. You
want
to tell people why it's important?
Yes, absolutely. Those of us with a lot of families in our link charts from Orangeburg often run into the problem that we're related to each other in multiple ways. That makes it a little harder to figure out what's going on. So if you know people that just have one ancestor from Orangeburg, we would love to have them in the project. The whole thing works by having a large enough database to compare results against. So we like the people who don't have a lot of Orangeburg ancestry, as well as the fact that we love all of us who have a lot of Orangeburg ancestry. It pays to get all of your known relatives to test for the autosomal test. Ask them if you can sign them up for the Orangeburg Project. Makes more work for me, but hopefully it gives more results for everybody. So at this point, I'm not aware of any old business that we need to take care of. New business, I could just ask if anybody has any questions in general about the society or anything they want to know about. Any questions? No? And I suppose under new business, I would encourage any of you who are the least bit willing to approach me or any of the board members about volunteering to help on any special projects, in addition to writing newsletter articles, First Family reports. You know, we're always open to volunteers. So at this time, I will go ahead and adjourn the meeting. If there's no further business, I hear a motion to adjourn. Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.